This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
VIP Play is live. Download the app today. VIP Play Tennessee was Zen Sports. Now it's VIP Play. Even better. Back and better than ever. I've checked around on it. Brand new. Looks great. Feels great. New customers get bet $5. You get $100 in bonus bets. Got lots of action coming up. Got, two NBA games tonight. Pacers, Cavs, Nuggets, Thunder. Busy time, and they got it all. They got baseball. They got hockey. They got NBA, WNBA. What are you waiting for? UFL. I wouldn't recommend betting on the showboats, but you can on VIP Play Tennessee. Download the app today. That's where I bet. It's where you should bet. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. All right. Going on right now over at the University of Memphis, there is an official visit taking place from Curtis Gibbons III, Memphis native, Montverde Academy champion, former MUS Owl, former LSU Tiger. He's in the transfer portal, and he is visiting the University of Memphis. He's already visited Miami, and according to a source, there are plans to possibly take one more visit after Memphis. We'll see how it goes, but perhaps one more visit. And I just kind of, we could just talk about, you know, all of this. We've talked about Curtis on the show, you know, quite a bit, because before he committed to LSU, we all thought he was coming here out of high school. And he kind of, I don't want to say tricked us, but he caught us off guard when he committed to LSU, a year or so ago, whenever that was. Spent the last season at LSU, averaged basically 5 points a game, was one of two freshmen to start at point guard in the SEC. All 12 of his starts last year came in SEC play. Best game was against Florida. He had 11 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, had no turnovers. He's already visited Miami, like we said. He's visiting Memphis now. He's a 6'3 point guard. He's looking at Ole Miss, Memphis, Miami, BYU, Villanova, Maryland, USC, Vanderbilt, some others. Have done some reporting on this. And have since found out that for Curtis, there are three programs that have really kind of risen above the rest. All I know is that Memphis is one of those three. I don't know. I would assume that Miami is on that list,
right?
And whoever he visits next, right? I mean, that would make sense. But
makes sense.
Obviously, Memphis is in there deep. Curtis's dad and Penny and Memphis obviously go way back. And what's interesting, because I know this is probably the next question, is, all right, well, they have Doug McDaniel already at point. They signed Doug McDaniel from Kansas State, and he's going to be on the ball almost exclusively. But from what I have heard, that is not believed to be a deterrent at all for Curtis. And in fact, that there's a thought that, to the extent that he struggled last year at LSU, the belief is that that could be attributed to not having more point guards on the roster, that he sort of had to handle the ball primarily as a freshman, and they didn't have more than one point guard. And there's a thought that, you know, having another one on the roster here at Memphis could be a good thing. And that Curtis would also play off the ball, you know. So that's just something to think about. He went 45-0 as a starter at Montverde, won a championship with Cooper Flagg there in his senior year. Mm-hmm. And here's the crazy part to me. I was just kind of doing all the research on this. And I've written about this at Daily Memphian. If he commits, he would be the highest-ranked player to commit to Memphis that's from Memphis. As he was 39th to come out of high school since Dedrick Lawson in 2015. I'm not counting Wiseman, obviously, because he wasn't from Memphis. He was moved here. But he would be ranked higher than DJ Jeffries, higher than Malcolm Dandridge, higher than Lomax, higher than Tyler Harris, higher than Damian Ball, higher than, all, you know, all, and I don't even know if you count Damian Ball.
Yeah.
But 39th is also what Dedrick was ranked, believe it or not. He had fallen at 247. Now, that could have been somewhere different, but sure. I thought he was a five-star guy because he was an All-American, right? He was a McDonald's All-American. but anyway, Curtis Givens could be an addition to the roster. If he does commit, he'll join Julius Thedford as native Memphians on the roster. So it intrigues me for a lot of reasons. I'm always in favor of more Memphis, and the idea that this is a freshman, or a sophomore next year, and if it goes well, obviously this could be a multi-year thing.
Yeah. That would be my hope. I mean, if I'm Memphis, that I've got him for multiple years. That's why I would be all in on this. You spoke to it. I'm sure that Curtis at this point of his career and being around winning can play off the ball. But Memphis also has, and they've brought him in. I mean, you've got a bunch of veteran guys right now on the perimeter. So what I really like, and we discussed this when you alerted me to the fact that he was in the transfer portal, which I didn't know. I figured he got those starts, but you said it. LSU went and got a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
My hope then and my hope now is that Curtis Givens sees this as I won't have the keys to the car this year, but I'll have it next year and the year after that. I mean, that's what I would hope Penny's looking at now. Because remember, I mean, at one point, you know, you wanted Curtis. You had Penny, had him in the car, man, on that official visit. You rolled out the red carpet for him. You know, I think Penny envisioned him as his point guard of the future at some point. But that's the thing, is guys want to play right now. And if Curtis is unhappy, you know, year one, because he's not out there with Doug, you know, and you've got a situation where you're looking again, then no, I wouldn't want to get involved in this. I would want to get involved if it's a situation where Curtis is looking at this as, look, I'm going to be here for a few years,
mm-hmm.
you know, at least a couple, understanding that right now Doug's running the show. I want to be the point guard of the future that Penny at some point envisioned me being when he was recruiting me out of Montverde. So it makes a lot of sense, because we said to get to continuity, you had to get some of these guys that are going to be multiple year guys. And with Thedford, you got another Memphis guy with you in terms of you've been raised Memphis. Means a little bit more here, the program, playing for Penny, to those guys. And so, yeah, I'm hoping he looks at Thedford and says, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to be the guys on down the road. And, yeah, we'll contribute next year, but we'll be taking it over the year after that. You know, that would be my hope, is that these become, both with him and Thedford, will become multiple-year guys. Otherwise, if you're just bringing them in for a year, I don't know what good it's going to do.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're committed to more than that. And I'm speaking of the Givens family.
Right. Yes. I mean, that's...
Well, it doesn't do anyone any good to come in for 1 year, expect to contribute to this team that's brought in all these older players, right? Contribute in a starter way, whatever you're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I would hope for a multi-year commitment. I know that's hard to ask in this day of NIL, but I think that we've talked about it for Milwaukee and Giannis. It's time for both. I think it's time for both, for the Givens to get somewhere and stay somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and time for Penny to start getting multi-year guys that are going to stay, you know. To get to that continuity. You cannot get to that continuity, John, that you wrote about. All the best teams seem like in the mm-hmm. country, the teams making runs, replacing 10 to 11 every year. Can't do it.
No, you can't. So, but this is a good, you know, I mean, I'm just.
This looks perfect.
I'm just talking in theory, though, right?
If
Thedford, Givens, you know, Ashton, right?
Yeah, he would count as that because he's, you know, Penny's son.
Yeah.
Not Memphis, but he's Penny's son, and you would hope he's. This is, you've transferred out, you've
right.
come home to stay.
Right.
In that way. Come home to play for dad.
Yeah. But I
multi-year guys.
I think, again, like we talk about these sort of transfer down type, you know, players, whether it's, you know,
Danny Danger, whether it's Tyrese Hunter, whether it's Ahmad Bradshaw, Doug McDaniel, whatever. This is coming down from the SEC where, I mean, dude, he's a freshman and historically, statistically, the best conference that's ever existed.
Didn't turn over against Florida, the national champs.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot to get excited about. I don't understand the Memphis fans who are like, I'm not interested. I mean, I guess they just feel some type of way about not getting him the first go-around, but, I mean, LSU came with more. I mean, it's an NIL.
Well, you should look at him now as more attractive, having spent the year in the SEC, played the best league.
He's coming with experience he didn't have.
He's played with an experience. He's played against the national champs, the guys that went on to win it, had zero turnovers. 100%. That experience matters.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. So I'm all in on it. I think it could be great. I think there's a world where he and Doug can play really well with each other. I think he's going to be in the mix to start.
I mean, Doug and Sincere starting. If you're banking it on experience and what
right.
they've done in college so far, and
right.
I'm imagining NIL as well.
Right.
Right? And he'll have a chance to be a contributor.
And then you'd have Zach Davis at the three.
I don't know about your Ashton at the four plan, but we'll see.
I mean, unless we get Dane. I mean, I'm trying to figure out who is the four.
Well, they got these 6'8" guards.
Right.
Neither one of them can play power forward.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Zach or who's the guy they just got from Rio Grande, whatever it is? Isn't he a 6'8" guard?
We didn't even talk about him.
No, we didn't even discuss his because it happened over the weekend and came back. And
what, Mustafa? I mean,
he's 6'8". Another 6'8" guard.
Yeah.
Either way, maybe if whether Ashton plays or not, point being that, I mean, you're getting there now, and particularly if you get Dane back. But
Hassan Abdul-Hakim is his name.
Yeah, 6'8" guard, bro.
Yeah.
I got a couple of those now.
Well, again, I think the idea is like
somebody's going to have to play forward.
They're going to have to play positionless basketball, right? Because they don't have that true four on the
roster. I don't know about that. And then if you're putting Bradshaw at the five, if he's the answer, there's no Dane. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, right now, Bradshaw would be their five with no Dane.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he hasn't recruited another big. It's like he's banking on Dane being back.
Yeah.
And that with Bradshaw, okay, that looks good. Without that, not Bradshaw at the five with a makeshift power forward that fancies himself as a guard.
No, I mean, that's fair.
We can go positionless, sure, and play smaller. It is the AAC after all, but that didn't get you 10-3 against this non-conference schedule.
Yeah.
Like you did last year.
But to your point, I mean, they list Abdul-Hakim as a guard.
Bro, everything about dude a guard.
But he did average 7 rebounds a game.
Okay.
You know, I mean, then
there you go. That's more experienced getting rebounds than Ashton is.
You would probably he would have the nod over
the first nod.
You would have him as
man. Somebody's got to.
Honestly, I know he says he's a guard. He's a four man in this.
Well, you're telling him positionless, and you're playing the four.
Yeah. Well, we got five spots, man. We got to fill them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all positionless, and you at four. It's positionless. Get a rebound.
Yeah, it's just like
I'm paying you.
You have don't obsess over the number we assign to you. You know,
numbers is positionless.
We need you to rebound and guard their bigs. That's all.
What was it Cal used to say? He's like our bigs tend. He said I want to play in the perimeter, and he told the center he's like our perimeter players like to play near the basket or something like that. You know,
well,
like,
I mean, the old saying is you are what you guard.
That's the old saying.
You know, so. Unfortunately for Mr. Abdul-Hakim, he's a four. I mean, he's got to be a four in this offense, on this team, because they
don't. Zach at the three, Bradshaw right now at the five.
Currently constructed.
Wow.
Rio Grande's at the four.
Currently constructed. I think they brought him in to start with those numbers, would be my guess, because he only got one season of eligibility. So, I mean, I think you like. What I've seen from him, the highlights I saw from him,
I heard Gabe raving about it.
Yeah,
apparently he was watching him.
Yeah,
last year.
Well, it was.
Something was going on, Gabe, but somehow it stumbled upon a UT Rio Grande and was watching this guy. So he's good.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you look at him and he definitely does have guard skills. You know, I think that's why he thinks.
Well, we got a whole lot of them. Let me tell you.
But you know, if he's really 6'8". He's gonna have to play in the post a little bit. He's gonna have to guard. He certainly guard the four. I don't care where you play, on offense. I mean, whatever. Y'all play five out. It don't matter to me. But on defense, like you got to guard the four. I mean, that's just you know. Again, we'll see. I mean, Penny could add. I mean, Penny. You know, who would have thought Curtis Givens the third would come in on a visit? Who'd have thought? You know. So there's still time. And obviously, it looks a whole lot better if you get Dane in the fold. Because now we know Amaya's going to play the four. Day's going to play the five, vice versa, whatever. You know, that's the easy part. The hard part is if Day doesn't get the waiver or then he doesn't get the preliminary injunction. It's a weird little roster. I'm not going to lie to you. It's weird.
Oh, that's an AAC champion right there.
I mean, it could still be that, right? It's still – but it's just like, you know.
What can you do after that? Are you stuck being an 8-9 because that roster is not going to come close to getting you what you need in non-conference?
Yeah,
because
I was talking to somebody this morning. They're like, what do you think about the roster? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, the thing about this year compared to last year is at least last year you had the AAC freshman, was he the national freshman of the year or just the AAC?
I don't know about national, but AAC, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at least you sort of had, it's like, it was very obvious how that was going to look, right? Mm-hmm. PJ was going to be the guy. And, you know, and then you're like, all right, Dane's going to jump up. He's going to take that step, you know, with coming down from the Big Ten. You know,
I mean, it wasn't, the one thing that wasn't obvious was how Tyrese and PJ would work out.
That's very true.
One guy was on the ball the whole time at Tulsa, and Tyrese Hunter had been on the ball for most of his career.
That's very true.
And that is one thing where we lauded Tyrese for being a guy that recognized, okay, we might be better suited here. To give this ball to my guy, we ride his back. I mean, that's just the great leader he was. There were still some things we were concerned about going in, how they would work out, you know, 2 point guards, essentially. But it did. But that's the issue, is that you have to keep doing that when you have to replace this many. And we saw it 2 years ago go the other way. And after, you know, the midway point of the season, really,
mm-hmm.
before it did. I mean, we liked that team in the non-conference for what it got done, the Javon Quinley team, and it all came apart. So that's the gamble you take every year. But hopefully having more King Tedfords, more Curtis Givens, more Ashton Hardaways that are here multiple years gets you out of that where – again, you have a built-in sort of chemistry because you're retaining some of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
it's an easier world for Penny Hardaway if he's just looking to replace, you know, 4 to 5 every year, and not the whole roster.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Curtis Givens on the visit. We'll see if he commits. I think there's a reasonable chance that happens. Not today, not tomorrow, but just generally. So that would be nice. A Memphis native coming back home on the table for the Tigers.
We said these will trickle out before the full slate comes out tomorrow, and we're all excited, certainly us NFL fans, about the full slate, the NFL schedule, times, dates, those sorts of things coming out tomorrow night. I think it's a primetime release on ESPN, all that good stuff. But we got some more today, as we suspected. We got the season opener yesterday. That's going to be Philly and Dallas. We talked about it. Now you've got the international games released today. Pittsburgh, Minnesota going to play in Dublin. Browns, Vikings. Vikings will go from Dublin to London in back-to-back weeks. Was that a deal where you got to agree to that, or the commissioner just calls you up and says, your turn?
That's rough.
This year, we've never put them in separate countries. Now, Jacksonville has played 2 games over there, but in the same country, as far as I know. So Minnesota's doing a first here with that. Now, these international games, you know, they go all the way back to 2005. First one was Cardinals, San Francisco, back in Mexico City in 05. So this is something that has only grown, but it goes probably farther back than you remember. And Goodell seems hell-bent on making this, you know, an international league. Got Jets, Broncos in London. Ugh. Bo Nix versus, you know, Justin Fields. Have fun with that one. Jacksonville's playing the Rams. That is their home, after all, in London. Seems like they've been over there. I don't have it in front of me, but it's got to be multiple years in a row. The Colts, Falcons are going to be in Berlin. That's a Week 10 matchup. And then Dolphins, Commanders, which if Tua's healthy, that's an interesting matchup.
Yeah.
It won't be till Week 11. But again, when Tua is under center, you know, that offense can that offense puts up points and is certainly one of the more fun ones to watch in the league. It's that time of year. Things start getting a little colder and things, and that's where Miami's usually falling off. They had a ton of injury issues last year, too. But they could be – I mean, I could see Miami bouncing back, not necessarily to AFC East contention, but being a team that's decent. It just all depends on Tua with that one. So you have your international games here. My Bears not participating this year. I'm fine with that. And to tell you what, there's not a bunch of sexy matchups in this one. We don't even know for sure that Aaron Rodgers will be with the Steelers, do we?
No, I mean, you keep holding on to that.
I keep holding on to it. Steelers fans keep holding on to it. That's it. You going to go in with Mason Rudolph?
I'd
rather go in with Aaron Rodgers than Mason Rudolph.
That dude sucks. I'm over that. I'm over that whole experience. Like even if he goes to Steelers.
Man, let Calvin catch some Aaron Rodgers passes, man.
I mean,
and get his money. Now, Calvin's going to sign. Everybody keeps saying how much Pittsburgh loves him.
Yeah.
I can't wait till he re-ups. He's earned it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think ultimately it won't matter for them. But he would be the
Aaron
best.
Or Mason Rudolph wouldn't matter.
Well, yeah, you're right. It would matter there, but I still don't think they're a contender with Aaron Rodgers. I just don't think he's capable of leading a team to anything like that in 2025. Could be wrong. Could be totally wrong, but I just wasn't really impressed with the Jets years, or the Jets year, I should say. Maybe that's more about the Jets. Maybe that's about the, you know.
I'm just saying, if it's not Aaron and Mason Rudolph as your plan on day one, then Tomlin, the front office, everybody that's had a hand in this should be fired.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
What
they've done at quarterback to leave yourself with Mason Rudolph. So it better be Aaron Rodgers coming through that door. Yeah. I'm with you. That he's done. It's he's the, not the
it's
same
the, it's
dude.
It's the best case scenario.
But you can present that to your fans.
Yeah.
At least.
That's true.
I don't know if that front office is con. I don't know what he's doing if it's not Aaron.
It does feel like international
like
expansion.
You met with them for 6 hours.
Inevitable, though.
Oh yeah, at some point.
They're just keep playing, adding more games, more places. I mean, Dublin, London, Brazil, like it's Mexico City. Like it's gonna go somewhere. Like that 31st team is gonna emerge. Feels like
put them in Mexico City or something.
Yeah, or you could do pods or something. You know, like
because you got to keep them in
multiple
time zones. Bro.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You can't just have a team over there all the time.
No, that is fair.
That's
I don't
out
know.
Of your time zone. We're getting a early morning game over there that's not even on over here. That's why I said Mexico City or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they won't expand permanently, but it just
I don't know that that's the goal.
But what is the goal then? Like
the goal is just to get the whole world watching to dominate even more. I mean, you dominate the ratings here, and you're trying to dominate and go get soccer. I guess you know what I'm saying. I mean, that's the only thing that's left for you in terms of world domination.
But you know how often we don't really
never will catch soccer, but you go after it.
We don't really get the
they're filling these stadiums as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like these fans aren't coming. Internationally,
mm-hmm. It just doesn't feel like we're getting like the Premier League teams playing over here. You know, like we don't get those a ton. I know there have been maybe some, but like it's always like a friendly or something. Like one of those teams will come over and play like a local MLS team or something. Like Chelsea will come over or Liverpool will come over and play one game against an MLS team, but they don't care about America. It seems like the way we care about them. But football is the most popular sport, you know? Not in the world, but soccer. Soccer is.
And that's the only thing left in its sights to go get, and that's why you try this. And you, again, if you're filling stadiums, dude, all you're going to do is continue to expand. You're selling more gear over there, more merchandise. What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
It's you're just fattening up the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And the full release is when?
Tomorrow.
We'll
know when we're going to Vegas.
Vegas, yeah. Got to go to Vegas.
Yeah, John said yesterday we're going to do a show from Vegas.
We're going to do the Bears-Raiders game in Vegas.
Because I asked him if, depending upon the day, if it's a Thursday night, if it's a Saturday or Sunday, is that going to, Monday night game, is that going to affect whether or not we can go? John said no.
Well, I explained
because
to him.
Because now we can do the show from everywhere.
Technology has allowed us to do things in a way. We used to have to do these with Comrex. We used to have to take the, every time GP would go to New York City, we'd have to get him a Comrex. Well, Zoom, if I'm speaking out of turn here, Brad, let me know, but Zoom has basically ended the need for Comrex because the sound quality is basically the same.
And did we learn that in COVID?
I believe so, Brad. Was that
the tech? Okay.
We did not. Zoom really wasn't a thing before COVID, right? I mean, it was, but it wasn't as adopted as it became.
So can you and I do the show outside Allegiant Stadium from there? To hear from 11 to 2.
As long as we have a connection to Wi-Fi, right?
We got the ding.
Yeah. I mean.
We should do it outside.
All we have to do is have our laptops and two mics, which just the USB plugs into your computer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I'm going to Summer League. I'm going to go out to Summer League for a couple of days, watch these Grizzlies.
He's going to cover the grill. We figure Isolo's going to be coaching. He should get some good experience for him. We're going to send John out to cover.
But I'm going to do the show. Yeah, I don't have to miss.
Jalen Wells, all the guys.
You know, I think that's the cool thing. It's like, you know,
our second rounders.
You don't have this year. I mean, think about it. I mean, Jeffrey and company, Tim Murray comes in from parts unknown all the time. You know, we don't know where the hell he's at. You know, sometimes it sounds like he's in a library. He's trying to quiet down, but we know, like, and it sounds good. It doesn't sound like the sound quality is good. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that, you know, it allowed there is a certain flexibility now with Zoom that, you know, you didn't used to have. So, you know, that's the idea of society, right, is that it gets better and the technology improves your life. I think in this way it has done that, because previously we would have had to say, all right, we're missing 3 days next week. You know, we're not going to be here. Now we get to do the show, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to get there for that. If you really want to go, I mean, if you don't want to go, I mean, we'll see. You know, you got cold feet on me in London. You didn't want to go to London, I guess.
Oh, come on, dude. Nobody going over there.
That seems like a great excuse to take a trip to London.
I'm paying for that.
All right. But okay, fine. So if you're serious about it, we'll go to Vegas.
Man, we can take a Southwest out to Vegas, get out there cheap.
We could. I usually don't. Because
you're spirit, man.
It's the, no. Oh, God, no. No. I don't do the yellow planes, man. I told you that. If it's yellow, I ain't on it.
You used to fly anything.
I used to fly Allegiant. I did used to fly Allegiant.
Yeah, but what's the difference there?
It's not yellow, man, and it's the official airline of it's the stadium, right?
Allegiant, Spirit, same.
It is the same, but it's not yellow. So, like, don't nobody want to be on the school bus in the sky, the Fortnite bus in the sky, man? That just don't feel right. You feel right in a yellow plane? I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you feel...
I've never been on one.
Right.
I've been in a blue, red, and yellow plane. That's Southwest.
Right.
It looks like a big old crayon.
Yeah, no, but a yellow one.
And you
one.
Sit up here and tell me it has to be all yellow bothers you.
No, I mean, they're yeah,
Southwest
all yellow
plane
looks
like a crayon box. It looks like a children's plane.
An all-yellow plane.
Fly it.
Can't do it, man. And then you read all the, like, you know, stories about Spirit. You know, I just can't. And then the flexibility when you buy these low cost, low budget airlines. If something happens, you can't reschedule. They don't have another flight coming out the same day. You know, so
thanks for schooling us.
I eventually had to move on from that, man.
Good.
I had to move on from the Allegiant.
Graduated. Good for you.
You know, because it's not even that much of a price, because they get you on the fees and the baggage and the other stuff, bro. They still be nickel and diming you, and you by the time it's over, you're just like, oh my god, it costs the same. It's not even that different. You're not even saving money. But got to go out there for that and then the Jags game. So I'm hoping to go to two next year. But again, tickets are going to be a problem in a way that they weren't in the past, man. I used to be able to get
them. Oh, don't worry about it. You got it.
For $85, man. I'm broke, dude. I have no more money. I'm all out. I'm just praying that, you know, the next quarter goes well. But yeah, schedule release should be a lot of fun, and we'll know exactly where we're going. Tomorrow got NBA playoffs. I guess we haven't really talked about the other game last night. Timberwolves go up 3-1, 117 to 110, thanks to a dominant second half from the Golden State Warriors. By the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards had 30. Julius Randle 31. And again, yes, yeah, Steph has absolutely destroyed the Warriors in this game. They just cannot find offense, other than from Kuminga, who they can't guard. They cannot guard Kuminga on Minnesota. But everywhere else, it's tough. Jimmy, 5 of 9, you know, 14 points, but he's just not, at his age, equipped to lead a team the way he was 3-4 years ago. It's just the reality. You're starting Trayce Jackson-Davis, man. You're depending on, can Buddy get us 20-25? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, man. So the Timberwolves have a chance to close this thing out back in Minnesota in Game 5. Obviously, they would like to do that because it's unlikely that Steph plays. It feels like, you know, Game 6 would be the target return there back at Golden State to try to force a Game 7. I don't know. Do you think he tries to gut it out for the Game 5 because it's a closeout?
I wouldn't put it past him. But
yeah.
Again, you could ruin... You could ride on you. I don't. I have no idea. It's that first hamstring. If he tears the thing,
yeah,
then you're gonna say, what were we doing?
Yeah,
we were likely out of this series anyway.
That's right.
Just give him the extra 3 days rest.
I think that's
and,
what you do.
And so be it. If it goes down, then it certainly wasn't a matter of coaching or
right.
players coming up short. You say, well, this was what was gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, they shot 47% from three last night. The Timberwolves did. I mean, what are you gonna do? I think, you know, at some point you have to say, we still need Steph for 25, 26, right? We still think that he's got something left. Let's not go for everything here in a series where we're already down 3-1. We're on the road. Like, if these guys force a Game 6, okay. Let's see. You have that break, right? You have that break between Game 5 and Game 6, that which is you know. But I honestly think it's probably irresponsible to put him out there on a hamstring, you know, having not played in a week.
For sure, it'd just been a week. It would have been a week.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
Yeah, it's definitely not. It's just not.
Wendy said you can do it in 1 to 2. So you're pushing it on a guy who it's his first one. He's, what, 37?
Yeah.
So.
And that's like, do you even think you can win the series, right? And I would say you're getting 23 from Kuminga. You got 30 from him in game three.
It's crazy. I was listening to Colin Coward on Kuminga. And remember, I was asking you, like, what is the deal? Is it doghouse or what? Colin was really good on the break. Kuminga is a bucket, but he can't be a bucket in the Golden State system when Steph Curry is in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
And Kerr can't have him out there.
Yeah.
But because they've had to blow everything up and put him back out because the formula doesn't work without Steph, they put Kuminga back out there. And what are you seeing? This dude is a bucket. Like he's like a one-on-one bucket. It doesn't work in their system. Would it work in Isalo's?
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Maybe.
They clearly have to trade him.
Yeah.
They're keeping Steph. You don't play him when they have Steph.
I will say that.
It makes all the sense. This dude, when you just say go get it, he can go get it, man.
He
8 straight buckets the other night when you were talking about his 30 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop him.
There's not a lot of thinking going on.
But that's the proposition.
But.
Right, is there's a role though? There's something
there, but it's like
it just can't work in that you know, flowing system that they have. But could it work with us?
Where it's like, all right,
what
dude,
is he 6'7"?
When you get the ball, go score. Like, don't worry about anything else; just go score.
I mean,
I think he's an interesting project because his ability is off the charts,
bro. No one can hold him 1-on-1. It's weird.
Yeah, his ability is off the charts. But, like, there's a reason he's coming off the bench. There's a reason he was in the doghouse. So,
well, I wonder if that's is that just centered to Golden State and their system,
I'd
like to know.
I mean, because
we thought
in,
he was turning a corner last year. Remember,
game two he had 18, game three he had 30, game four he had 23.
See, they blew up the formula, and that's why he can do this now. But he was out of the
you're right.
Rotation.
I mean, I think it's very possible that it could work. You know, just got to get him. You got to get him at a place that'll allow him to be what he needs to be.
I'm just saying, because you ain't getting Giannis. Y'all forget about that stuff.
I mean, Kuminga could be interesting. Like,
that,
if
that
you're talking about pieces on the
real
margin.
Real interesting, dude. He's interesting.
But a lot of people, I would imagine, probably have that same thought, right, that they could turn him into something.
Well, and if he's some dum-dum.
Yeah, which I don't know.
I don't think he is. I mean, we've seen, I don't know. Again, maybe it's just it can't work. With that flowing, free moving, you're part of a greater whole.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his game.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
To keep passing it. His game, go 1-on-1. Mm-hmm. ISO.
No, it's a very interesting thought.
But see, that ball sticks. And Isalo's offense moves the ball.
Well, again,
and if it's sticking anywhere, it's with Ja on a screen, right up screen and roll.
He's the last touch. I mean, that's the only way it's going to work. Like,
But you imagine him on a second unit just taking over?
Mm-hmm.
Forget Santi. This dude's, I guess Santi even. Now, I mean, this dude takes over.
Yeah.
You know, he's your sixth man.
Right.
On this team.
Yep. He does.
I don't know what you'd have to give up to get him.
I don't either. And I don't know what his
deal is.
Yeah. But so that was last night. The Warrior, the Timberwolves, I should say, are one away from advancing to the Western Conference Finals for a second straight year. How about that?
Yeah.
They're kind of cooking now.
Well, at one point, it didn't look like they had a chance. It looked like they maybe messed up their team by getting Julius Randle, and it's come together.
Yeah.
You know, for them, it did. It did for the Knicks and for them, because the Knicks, you bring in Karl-Anthony Towns, your offense goes through the roof. But defensively, I mean, on a team that's got Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, you're like, Josh Hart, too. You're falling apart. But they got it figured out now. They've sort of said they've understood what Cat's weaknesses are now.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing with Randle's gotten so comfortable, you know, with Minnesota, with Anthony Edwards, and it's paying off here. Now, at the end, it's crazy to think that they could actually meet in the finals.
Yeah.
After pulling that trade that looked like at one point it might have made them both worse in a way. But, no, it's come around for both and clearly been good for both.
Yeah. No, you're
Randall's
right.
Randall's tougher than Cat, and Minnesota needed that. The Knicks have enough toughness around Cat to be able to swallow him up.
Mm-hmm.
And absorb him and still be tough.
Yep.
And we're seeing it this series. We saw it against Detroit, even though, you know, they started to tough that one out.
Yep. But you got the Wolves likely headed on to the Western Conference Finals. Again, like, they caught a break. Like, they caught a break with Steph.
It happens all the time in the NBA playoffs, but it does seem like it's happening more and more often.
But, that, you know, you got to take advantage. I mean, when the Grizzlies went to the Western Conference Finals, they got some breaks, you know? Then they didn't catch some breaks.
The Celtics got a bunch of breaks on their 16-3 last year and winning the winning the title. They got breaks all up and down it.
That's right. The Pacers in their path to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, you know, caught some breaks. They're catching some breaks again this year with Donovan Mitchell hurt. Darius Garland's not himself. Like, obviously, he's definitely.
I don't think Jaylen Brown's himself.
Yeah. So you have a lot of that going on, but you know, you got to take advantage. You got to take advantage of you know, those opportunities when they arise. Good night tonight. We'll do Fade Brad or Tail Brad or whatever the hell you're going to do with Brad a little bit later. Cleveland, Indiana. Indiana trying to close it out. Seems like Donovan's going to play, but
game
maybe
time,
not.
Is he?
Maybe not, because this has come down to 7.5. Maybe not. And then Denver taking on OKC in a series that's tied at 2 apiece. It always just feels to me like, anecdotally, the West is always more interesting than the East. I don't know if that's true, but it just feels like those series every single year are far more interesting in the West than they are the East.
Just imagine if Giannis comes West. You got Cooper Flagg. You know, Giannis could still come West, and you have Cooper Flagg with Dallas.
No, I mean, yes.
Whether it's
it seems
San
like,
Antonio
yeah,
or Houston.
It seems like a very real possibility that you're going to have both to deal with, you know.
It's crazy. And the Spurs are coming. Whatever they decide to do with the pick.
Spurs coming. Dallas is going to be coming, you know.
Spurs should trade that pick, right? Are you taking
number two overall?
You taking
Dylan.
Dylan? What does he do for them with Steph and De'Aaron?
Yeah, because you made the De'Aaron deal. And obviously they regret it now, I'm sure, because they would have just drafted Dylan Harper probably if it was about that and just had to save the money. But no, that's an interesting one. Maybe they don't take Dylan. Maybe they take Ace Bailey or something.
Package it up and send it to Milwaukee and say, give us Giannis with whatever they need to do to match the money.
I think that's, you know, that's interesting. Would they do it for a number two pick? I don't know.
Milwaukee, it depends on what they see in the value of that
two
and those.
Because Dylan, I think Dylan would be a good player.
Faces.
But he
They're
doesn't,
not faces, are they?
Yeah, he doesn't
not
feel like that. He feels like a solid point guard who will, like, you know, help you win a lot of games, but like not a star.
That's why at first you're waiting on the call from Dallas.
Yes.
If you're Milwaukee.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, interesting day in the NBA tonight. I got two playoff games, both of them on TNT.
One more. Trey Hendrickson says he's not going to play for the Bengals without a new deal. Now, if you Bengals fans thought you were done with the contract stuff when you got old Chase and T-Dunn, no, you're not. And Trey's a little bit different, though. They're willing to play a little bit more hardball, it sounds like, with him, John, because he's now 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, he's pretty much been, I mean, you put him right up there with Watt the last 2 years in terms of sacks. Led the league 17.5 last season, was named the Associated Press All-Pro team. And, John, they don't have a defense without him. He's the only thing that it feels like they have in terms of, especially on that front seven, that gets any pressure. And we realize, you know, all the pressure, because they've been so ineffective defensively, even with him at times, it leaves Burrow and Chase and all those guys in a position where they got to score every time. Remember that Baltimore game? I mean, they got to score every time down the field. So I don't know how you move on or look Joe Burrow in the eye. I guess you can do it by saying, well, we signed your top receivers. Go out there and score 60. But nobody in the NFL can just win like that. You've got to have players like Hendrickson. And so It feels like another instance, man, where they're just going to have to pay up a franchise that's been historically slow to do so. Again, it looks like they may stick to the plan this time because of his age, because of the fact that he's 30 years old.
Yep.
Unlike Jamar and those guys. And so I don't know. I don't know if it's smart at all. I will say with where Cleveland is, and that's a mess. They got about 7 different quarterbacks. They got to figure all that out. And then Pittsburgh. Because even to John's point, if they do get Aaron Rodgers, I'm pretty confident it's not same old Aaron Rodgers. That doesn't all of a sudden make them a contender. You know, maybe you feel like, you know what, we got Baltimore in our division, and so long as we got Joe and these two receivers, we can get that wild card maybe and let Trey Hendrickson walk. But if you want to be anything more than that, I think you're going to have to find a way to satisfy this guy. Otherwise, you know, there'll be plenty of teams that'll be interested in taking them off your hands in the immediate.
Yeah, absolutely. I got Faye Bragg coming up. And then I don't know if you saw this news. ESPN's long-awaited DTC, the direct-to-consumer service, it's out, or at least the price is out, so we can figure out whether we're going to replace, you know, whatever we're going to replace a little bit later in the show. Then Jason Fitz at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
VIP Play Tennessee. It's live in Tennessee. Download it. That's where I bet. It's where you should bet as well. Lots of live opportunities. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I'm seeing Iraq soccer. Iraq soccer live. You can bet on that if you want. Romanian. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here, folks. Handball. You can bet on handball live. What are we doing? Got NBA playoffs, UFL, hockey, whatever you're into. Bet on the VIP Play app. Going to be some sweepstakes coming up. New customers get bet $5, you get 100. Let's go. VIP Play Tennessee Gambling Problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Speaking of betting, speaking of gambling, we are in the midst of an NBA sharp. Cannot lose. 2-0 night last night for Brad Carson. Had the Knicks plus 6.5, outright winner. Had the Minnesota Timberwolves minus 5.5. Weirdly, got interesting. It was a 20-point game, and then, you know, the Warriors bench just went ham,
And they actually had a chance to cover the 5.5 at the buzzer. A 37-foot pull-up three.
Remember he got the bad beat? Because I think he had Warriors in the...
He did. He had Warriors plus 5.5, part of champions.
And it the was, weekend.
And it was the opposite of a champion that hit the shot to cover the five.
He's been all over the pulse of this thing.
Yeah, he has. He has certainly been all over it. Do we have his full record now?
What is 26 it? And 19.
Wow.
26 and 19.
So much for slowing down, huh? You just sped up.
Yeah.
That's
we
right.
had you under 500 for a minute.
One day.
He said no.
Bragg out of the gates strong, and he has stayed above water, and now he is creating some separation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the part of this that's insane.
Every hog gets an acorn now and then.
Is that
what this proves?
Yes.
I think you're right.
It does. In the end.
Even the worst can get hot? Is that what we're saying?
That's right.
John.
What we've learned?
I mean, that's obviously when we do this segment, and this is like great education, like you cannot possibly have a skill, like a real skill for losing. It's not possible. Because if you really did, if every bet you made, if out of 100 bets you make, you lose 70 of them, right?
Yeah.
You would be able to tell yourself, oh, I'll just do the opposite of what I think is going to happen, and you'll then become a profitable bettor. But you can't do that. It's not that easy, right? What happens is you lose 54, you win 46.
Yep.
Right? Or vice versa. You win 54, you lose 46. You know, we can tweak those numbers, but nobody just has a skill for losing, right? You just, because if you did, you'd have a skill for winning. It's like the opposite of love is not hate, right?
Yeah.
It's apathy. Yeah. You know, the opposite of losing is not winning. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
You lost me there.
But
bad mean, but lost me.
But anyway, point is, if you're a big loser in betting and you like, and it's a two-way market, just do the opposite of. But you can't because you're likely just going to go 44 and 56 or 46 and 54.
And you got the lines. That's why the lines are there.
Yeah, it's the great equalizer.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what this is showing. Is you throw 100 darts 1 year, you're going to hit 60 sometimes. Mm. You know, you throw 100 darts another year, you're going to hit 40. Sometimes, and then it's going to like be close to the same, you know, 50-50. But 50-50 is a loser. Over time, it's a loser. That's how they get you with the juice, right? Because you don't get to just bet plus 100.
Right.
It's minus 110. So you're 10% of your stake, you're losing to the books every single time.
That's how you lose, you know,
that is
$1,250 over 4 or 5 years on FanDuel.
Let's talk about your psychology.
Sure.
Because if you had been betting your picks.
Yeah.
He would have made that $1,250 back this postseason, damn near.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But he got off.
You'd
be
on your way.
I took the app off my phone.
You'd be on your way.
No,
so is there any thought to, hey, maybe I can claw back here?
No, I am off of the app. And VIP, you do a great job selling that. And I heard you talk about the new VIP app, formerly Zen Sports. It's compelling. But I'm gonna try to lay out.
It's like Barry Sanders.
That's why he's got the pulse now, because he's off the real one.
It's like Barry Sanders. It's
probably
like,
how you flip.
It feels like we've lost a great potentially too soon.
My wife bets on stuff occasionally and always hits. It's weird.
Yeah, women have that ability, like, man.
You know, of course, it's on bigger events,
Super Bowl,
Kentucky Derby,
100%,
those marquee. Although she was quasi. I even was like, Stacey, you're a little bit of a degenerate. You're getting on that Thoroughbred app or whatever it is.
It's a Kentucky Spires,
yeah,
right?
Twin Spires. They have their own app, Jason. Yeah,
because
they
don't only do it where on you bet horses.
Yeah, they've got a lock on it. So I'm like, you might be a little bit of a degenerate, and she still hit it.
Well, she should be tailing her husband right now.
Facts.
Her husband is hot as fire. Hot as fish.
It's impressive in a way. It really is.
It's sad, though, because, you know, I was helping out the listeners, and now, unfortunately, and these are integrity picks. It's not BS picks. It's not a radio bit. You know,
I'm going to start requesting the BS picks, man, since, you know.
To start making.
No, man, our listeners can be smart and tail, even though it's Fade Brad Carson. Yep. They can understand the man's on a heater and decide whether or not to get on.
And you explained it. You explained it, right?
Yeah. So you're 26 and 19, got two games tonight. Let's fade Brad.
All right.
We got two games tonight. Let's start with Indiana at Cleveland. Indiana trying to close the thing out on the road, up 3-1. Cleveland is a 7.5-point favorite over at ESPN Bet.
So this is the 6 o'clock game on TNT, and I'll say this. One of the things I think that's led to me winning more are these wild-ass spreads. The spreads went from, in the first round, like these 3, 4, 5, to now, Like you just pointed out, this is a 7.5 point number, like a plus 7.5. It's too many points, John.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going with the Pacers plus 7.5. I think the Cavaliers will win, but the plus 7.5 is what gets me going, and that's why I will pick the Pacers. And you've probably noticed that I've been picking more of these sort of underdogs or the people who I even think will lose the game, and I still think they might lose the game, but the number's too high.
Yeah.
Again, that's from a very unsophisticated gambler that you're hearing this from.
For you right
if
now.
If the Pacers cover 7.5 tonight, I will be absolutely shocked. I will be shocked because
part of a champion.
Because they're not champions.
Well, you know they get
I guess
proud franchise. They got Rick Carlisle
part
over there.
Of a champion. For
we got Rick Carlisle on the side. This isn't Jason Kidd. This is Rick Carlisle. Dallas fired his ass. He's now an indie.
Every single walking, breathing, living organism in America and anywhere where betting is available is going to say and have the exact same thought process that Brad just had, right? Which is that, oh my God, the Pacers are up 3-1 in the series. They've been killing the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell's hurt, and I'm getting 7.5, right?
Yes.
How is that possible? This is an egregious number. And the Cavs are going to win the game by 25.
Okay. It's going to be a blowout.
Okay. I always tell people this. When it looks like this, and it stinks, and it does. This stinks. This makes no sense.
But you also have a chance to put your foot on their neck and turn it.
Are you in the series?
It's over.
I mean, but this line makes no sense.
No.
Correct?
You're at Cleveland. That's the thing.
But they're down 3-1.
Now you got a Donovan.
Donovan's a game time decision.
Yeah.
Garland's clearly hurt, and yet the market has said, we think this should be at 7.5. Because if the sharps, right, thought this number was wrong, it would not be 7.5.
The injury report also comes into play.
3 or less. Or Cleveland, Brad's going to be wrong about this one. Brad is going to be wrong about this one.
If Donovan Mitchell, let's say he doesn't play, how do you feel now?
I think he's going to play. He's going to play. If he doesn't play, obviously it changes the entire equation. But if Donovan Mitchell plays, then I would expect Cleveland to roll in this one. It's a zigzag series. I think Brad's going to be wrong about this one. They don't give out free winners in Vegas, right?
Right, you're right.
Plus 7.5. I mean, you tell me, Jason, it feels free. It's like, how could I not bet the Pacers getting 7.5 right now with this Cleveland team that's in disarray?
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't feel correct.
I don't trust that Cleveland's just going to throw Donovan Mitchell out there either.
That's it.
They may feel like they can win this without him and try to save him for. They could get rolled.
Yeah.
But I think Cleveland rolls. That's just kind of how I feel. I could be wrong, but that's just where I'm at with it.
You got a strong conviction on that one, though.
Yeah. Game two.
Duly noted.
Game two, Oklahoma City at home trying to get to a 3-2 lead against Denver. -9.5 at ESPN bet.
Same thing. Too many points. Nuggets plus 9.5.
I get it. Nuggets do look exhausted, though.
Yeah, I think that's the side, though.
I think so, too.
Now, I think Oklahoma, I think they probably win the game. But the points here again, and you've seen a lot of these picks that I've been sending over.
You haven't laid a number like this for the entirety of the postseason. I think the most you've laid is that Timberwolves -5.5.
Last night, Knicks, what was it, 7?
Well, you didn't lay it. You took 6.5.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you didn't lay it. So I think that's been Brad's strategy. He's just not laying big numbers at all.
No.
He's not. If it's over two possessions, he's not laying it.
That's right. That's kind of what I'm looking at.
Again, that's that square mentality. He's like, I'm not laying. It just worked out, right? It just worked out as that. But sometimes these teams are priced the way they are priced for a reason. It's well earned. In this case, I do think he's going 1-1. You know, I think he's going 1-1. I think he gets Denver. I think he does not get Indiana. In this OKC series specifically, each team has responded after the other.
Yeah.
Denver wins game one, OKC routes them game two. Denver wins game three, OKC, you know, gets the better of them game four, right? So now I'm expecting a Denver response in game five. I don't know if they win, but I think they keep this thing extremely close and, maybe Jokic has a breakout game that he hasn't had yet.
I don't know if there's anything left in the tank to break out with.
The thing that I've noticed in this series, and I am a huge fan of this Hartenstein guy. I know I'm late to the party on this, but he is underrated. I mean, because they've got so many weapons with Shai Gilgeous at the top there. But that dude is, he's a stud.
Yeah.
Really good players. They're deep, man. I mean, Oklahoma City should win the title, actually, this year, shouldn't they?
They got to get through Minnesota first.
Yeah.
They got to get through Denver first.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand.
And they're loaded.
But I don't. They have not looked nearly as smooth in this series as they did against
the
Grizzlies.
That's fair.
Like, I actually feel worse about them as a result of this series.
Wow.
I felt amazing about them after the way they handled the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
I don't really feel as good anymore because it's like, all right, Jalen Williams is kind of inconsistent as that second scorer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's still the youngest team in the NBA.
That's another reason. It's like, mm-hmm. Minnesota's been in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
It's going to be their second straight trip. I can see them putting their ass out. I can see Denver still winning.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards will definitely draw a confidence from that.
Yes.
Inconsistent. He plays so inconsistent, though. It's like,
who's that?
Anthony Edwards.
He's been pretty consistent in this series against the Warriors, man. I mean, yeah, he's had 30 back-to-back games. 36 and 30.
Yeah, he's kind of found his groove here the last couple of games.
He had in that game where he got hurt, he had 29 and 5.
Yeah.
I wish I had Anthony Edwards on my team.
Yeah.
I wish I did too.
First game, his light was off.
Yeah, that's true. Chris Finch. That is true. So he only scored
first
one 10
shots or whatever it was.
He's going to put it up.
But there you have it. Brad likes the Pacers plus 7.5 and the Nuggets plus 9.5. It's all about the dogs today for Brad Carson.
I'm rooting for you guys. I hope they lose.
Well, again, we'll leave it up to the audience to decide.
Exactly.
If they're
smart people.
If they like your picks, you know, go
for amusement only.
If not, you know, certainly fade them. All right. ESPN launched a price point for their direct-to-consumer product, which I found interesting. This is sort of a potential game changer, and we'll get into it. And if that means you're going to cancel your cable. When we get back, Jason and John, are you trying to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.